trumpet and loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在请低头，我们祷告。
天父上帝，在我们还没有研究这个题目之前，我们愿意到你的面前来，求主给我们聪明智慧。愿天父是上帝的灵与每一位听众同在，感动他们的心，使他们相信我们所研究的道理就是主的真理。这样的祈求完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn together to Lesson 82.
现在请翻到第八十二课。
Lesson 82.
第八十二课。
The subject of Lesson 82 is Perpetuity of the Law.
第八十二课的题目是律法的永久性。
A Chinese saying goes,
中国有句俗话说，
Homes have home laws.
家有家法。
Nations have national laws.
国有国法。
It also stands to reason that heaven has heaven's laws.
同样的，我们也可以说天有天法。
Yes, God is a God of perfect order.
是的，上帝是一位井然有序的上帝。
Law and order is the foundation of his government.
律法和秩序乃是他的政府的根基。
God's moral law is as eternal and unchangeable as his character.
上帝的道德律法跟他的品格一样，是永存不能改变的。
In the Bible we read,
在圣经里头这样说，
I am the Lord.
我耶和华。
I change not.
是不改变的。
Malachi 3:6
马拉基三章六节。
David testified to the perpetuity of the law.
大卫曾经见证律法的永存性。
That is the enduring nature of the law. The works of his hands
他手所行的
are verity and judgment.
是诚实公平。
All his commandments are sure.
他的训词都是确实的。
They stand fast forever and ever.
是永永远远坚定的。
And are done in truth and uprightness.
是按诚实、正直设立的。
This is Psalm 111:7-8.
诗篇111篇七节八节。
One reason Christ came to earth
基督来到世上的一个原因
was to reveal God's character to mankind.
乃是向世人显示上帝的品德。
He also came to amplify God's eternal law.
他来也是要彰显上帝的律法，永存的律法。
He said,
他这样说，
Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知。
I have come not to abolish them.
我来不是要废掉。
But to fulfill them.
乃是要成全。
For truly I say to you.
我实在告诉你们。
Till heaven and earth pass away.
就是到天地都废去了。
Not an iota nor a dot will pass from the law.
律法的一点一画也不能废去。
Until all is accomplished.
都要成全。
Matthew 5:17-18.
马太五章十七十八节。
Christ did not come to destroy, or do away with the Ten Commandments.
基督来并不是要破坏或者是废掉十条诫命。
Neither did he come to revise or change them.
他来也不是要修订或者是改变他们。
He said he came to fulfill the law.
他说他来是要成全律法。
When a son fulfills the wishes of his father,
要是一个做儿子的成全他父亲的意愿，
he is not doing away with his father's instructions.
他并不是要废掉他父亲的教训。
He is being obedient to or observing them.
乃是要顺从或者是遵守父亲的话。
Likewise,
同样的，
Christ came to earth as the Son of God.
基督到世上来成为上帝的儿子。
Jesus said, he came not to do his own will.
耶稣说他来并不是要照着自己的意思行。
But the will of him that sent me.
而是要按那差我来者的意思行。
John 6:38.
约翰六章三十八节。
In this way, he was carrying out the commands of God.
这样他乃是实行了上帝的诫命。
Christ's coming not only did not abolish the moral law,
基督来不但是没有废掉道德律法，
he magnified it.
而是扩大了它。
In the fifth chapter of Matthew,
在马太第五章里头，
Christ taught that commandment breaking includes the inward motives and thoughts as well as the outward act.
基督曾经告诉我们说，干犯律法不仅是包括外面的行为，也是包括里面的动机跟思想。
Yes, if you study the fifth chapter of Matthew, you will discover that Christ speaks of commandment breaking, but he is dealing with the thoughts and the intents of the heart, not necessarily the outward act of violating the commandments. John Wesley,
约翰·卫斯理,
the great Methodist preacher,
伟大的卫理公会传道士，
once wrote,
曾经写了这样的话，
the moral law contained in the Ten Commandments,
说包含在十条诫命里头的道德律法，
and enforced by the prophets,
曾经为先知们所坚持，
he, Christ, did not take away.
他基督没有废掉。
It was not the design of his coming to revoke any part of this.
他来的目的并不是要使其中任何一部分作废。
Every part of this law must remain in force upon all mankind.
这个律法的每一部分都要在全人类的身上有效。
And in all ages.
以及在各个世代中有效。
As not depending either on time or place.
它并不是因为这个时间地点
or any other circumstances liable to change,
或者是像其他的这个会改变的环境，
but on the nature of God,
而是建立在他所赖及的乃是上帝的本性，
and the nature of man,
以及人的本性，
and their unchangeable relation to each other,
以及这两者之间不变的关系之上。
Taken from John Wesley's sermons.
这是约翰·卫斯理的讲道集。
Christ kept the commandments.
基督遵守了诫命。
He said,
他说，
I have kept my Father's commandments.
我遵守了我父的命令。
And abide in his love.
常在他的爱里。
John 15:10.
约翰十五章十节。
He said to the rich young ruler,
他对一个青年的富有的官说，
If thou wilt enter into eternal life,
你若要进入永生，
keep the commandments,
就当遵守诫命。
Matthew 19:17,
马太十九章十七节。
Christ not only kept the commandments,
耶稣不仅遵守了诫命，
but taught those seeking salvation to do so,
也教训那些寻求救恩的人照样去做。
See Matthew 5:19.
你看马太五章十九节。
He who says he abides in him, or Christ,
人若说他住在主里面，就是基督里面，
ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
就该自己照主所行的去行。
1 John 2:6.
约翰一书二章六节。
If the law could have been altered or abolished,
如果律法可能变更或者是废掉，
Christ need not have died.
基督就不必死了。
It was because God's law is eternal,
因为上帝的律法是永存的，
and unchangeable,
是不变的，
that Christ came to pay the penalty for those who transgressed.
所以基督来为那些个违法的人付出了罪价。
Then those who believe on him do not perish, but will have eternal life.
这样凡是相信他的人就不至于灭亡，反得永生了。
C.H. Spurgeon,
斯布珍,
in his sermon on the perpetuity of the law of God, said,
在他论到上帝律法永存性的讲题里头这样说,
Our Lord Jesus Christ gave a greater vindication of the law by dying.
他说是因为律法已经被干犯了，所以我们的主耶稣基督借着死来为律法做辩护。
Yes, it says he gave a greater vindication of the law by dying because it had been broken than all the lost can ever give by their miseries.
那他借着死给律法所做的辩护远超过一切失丧的人借着他们的愁苦对律法所做的辩护。
The moral law is an eternal standard of conduct.
道德律法是行为的永远标准。
It is the basis of all social and national laws.
它也是所有社会和国家的法律的根据。
The keeper of God's law will not break the laws of the land either.
遵守上帝律法的人也不会干犯国家的律法。
In Revelation 14:12 we read,
在启示录十四章十二节里头说，
Here is the patience of the saints.
圣徒的忍耐就在此。
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
他们是守上帝诫命和耶稣真道的。
In fact, the Bible speaks in very strong words.
事实上，圣经曾经用一种强有力的语气说，
In 1 John 2:4,
在约翰一书第二章四节说，
He who says, I know him, or Christ,
人若说我认识他，是基督，
but disobeys his commandments,
却不遵守他的诫命，
is a liar,
便是说谎话的，
and the truth is not in him,
真理也不在他心里。
May we each tell God, as did the King David of old,
但愿我们每个人都能像古代的大卫王一样向上帝说，
Oh, how I love thy law,
我是何等爱慕你的律法。
Psalm 119:97,
诗篇119篇97节。
And again he said,
他还说，
I delight to do thy will, O my God,
我的上帝啊，我乐意照你的旨意行。
Thy law is within my heart,
你的律法在我心里。
Psalm 40:8,
诗篇第40篇8节。
We have 6 vocabulary words to lesson 82.
82课一共有六个生字。
The first one is perpetuity.
第一个是永久性。
Perpetuity. 2. Amplify.
第二个是
To amplify a statement is to make it more clear or enlarge upon it.
把它扩大。把它推广，这个意思。
Three, iota.
第三是一点，这是希腊字母的第九个字母。
The Greek alphabet letter iota. Four, magnified.
扩大。
Magnified. Five, revoke.
作废
revoke 6 vindication
拥护或辩护
vindication well we'll read the lesson over now lesson 82 in English
我们把第八十二课再用英文念一遍
subject perpetuity of the law the perpetual nature of the law
律法的永久性
A Chinese saying goes, homes have home laws, nations have national laws. It also stands to reason that heaven has heaven's laws. Yes, God is a God of perfect order. Law and order is the foundation of his government. God's moral law is as eternal and unchangeable as his character. In the Bible we read, I am the Lord, I change not. David testified to the perpetuity of the law. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. Psalm 111:7-8. One reason Christ came to earth was to reveal God's character to mankind. He also came to amplify God's eternal law. He said, "Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Matthew 5:17-18. Christ did not come to destroy or do away with the Ten Commandments. Neither did he come to revise or change them. He said he came to fulfill the law. When a son fulfills the wishes of his father, he is not doing away with his father's instructions. He is being obedient to or observing them. Likewise, Christ came to earth as the Son of God. Jesus said, he came not to do his own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6:38. In this way he was carrying out the commands of God. Christ's coming not only did not abolish the moral law, he magnified it. In the 5th chapter of Matthew, Christ taught that commandment breaking includes the inward motives and thoughts as well as the outward act. John Wesley, the great Methodist preacher, once wrote, "The moral law contained in the Ten Commandments and enforced by the prophets, he, Christ, did not take away. It was not the design of his coming to revoke any part of this. Every part of this law must remain in force upon all mankind and in all ages, as not depending either on time or place or any other circumstance liable to change, but on the nature of God and the nature of man and their unchangeable relation to each other." Taken from John Wesley's sermon, volume 1, number 25, pages 221-222. Christ kept the commandments. He said, "I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." John 13:10. He said to the rich young ruler, "If thou wilt enter into life," and the Chinese says eternal life, "keep the commandments." Matthew 19:17. Christ not only kept the commandments, but taught those seeking salvation to do so. See Matthew 5:19. He who says he abides in him, or abides in Christ, ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 John 2:6. In other words, if a person says, "I'm a Christian, Christ lives in me, I abide in him," this Christian ought to walk in the same way in which Jesus walked. He, too,
should keep the commandments of God. If the law could be altered or abolished, Christ need not have died. This is a very striking statement, but how true it is. It says, if the law could have been done away with, Christ would not have had to die for man, because without the law, there is no knowledge of sin. Therefore, no man could be condemned as a sinner in God's sight. If the law could have been altered or abolished, Christ need not have died. It was because God's law is eternal and unchangeable that Christ came to pay the penalty for those who transgressed. You see, God's law is unchangeable. And if man pays the penalty for his sin, he will die eternally. Therefore, it was necessary for the Creator himself, the only sinless one, the source of life, to give his life as man upon the cross in order to pay the penalty for the broken law. And in this way, the sinner escapes from paying the final penalty, which is eternal death. Then, those who believe on him do not perish, but will have eternal life. C.H. Spurgeon, the famous evangelist, in his sermon on the perpetuity of the law, or the enduring nature of the law of God, said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ gave a greater vindication of the law by dying, because it had been broken, than all the lost can ever give by their miseries." In other words, by the fact of Christ's death, he gave a greater vindication of the law, or demonstrated the enduring nature of the law, than all the lost could ever give by their paying the penalty or by their miseries. The moral law is an eternal standard of conduct. Speaking of the moral law, or the Ten Commandment law, is an eternal standard of conduct. It is the basis of all social and national laws. I'm sure you will agree with this when you examine the Ten Commandments one by one. The keeper of God's law will not break the laws of the land either. In Revelation 14:12 we read, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." In other words, the saints who inherit the heavenly kingdom will have two definite characteristics. Number one, they have been keeping the commandments of God on this earth and preserving or living out in their own lives the faith of Jesus, or the truth as it is in Jesus. These saints will have to have patience. It says, here is the patience of the saints, because many, especially in these days, are opposing God's law and are mocking and persecuting those who revere God's law and say that it must be kept. In fact, the Bible speaks in very strong words in 1 John 2:4. "He who says, 'I know him,' or Christ, but disobeys his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." May we each tell God, as did the King David of old, "Oh, how I love thy law." Psalm 119:97. And again he said, "I delight to do thy will. O my God, thy law is written within my heart," or "thy law is within my heart." Let us pray this same prayer of David's.
但愿我们每个人也能像大卫做同样的祈祷。
If something is placed upon our hearts, we will not easily forget it.
要是有什么东西被放在我们的心上，放在心里头，我们就不容易把它忘了。
And if we do something from the heart, it is not forced. It is voluntary.
但是我们做什么事情是出于内心的，这样就不是勉强的，而是自动的。
And so we should gladly show our obedience to our Maker by being obedient to His law.
所以我们应当乐意的来遵守上帝的律法，表示我们对他的遵从和爱。
Let us come together at the next broadcast and continue this study.
我们下一次来继续的研究这个题目。